Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Some professions are both nouns and verbs. Firefighters fight fires. Noun, fire, verb, fight. Policemen, policewomen, police. Can be a verb. Singers, sing. Teachers, teach. Bakers, bake. Farmers, farm. It doesn't work all the time. Garbage men do not garbage. Artists do not art. Pastors do not pastor. CEOs, CIOs, CFOs do not EIEIO. But even in biblical times, and even now, sowers got to sow. Sorry, I need to shake it off. The noun is the sower, the person who, and the verb is the action, the activity, sowing, to sow, to plant seeds. Now, outside of the Bible, we probably don't use those terms anymore, sow and sower. We usually use farm and planting seeds or something like that. You might think this is kind of old and outdated, irrelevant maybe. And some people even think wrongly that we've advanced so much today that we really don't need plants and planting, except for a small salad maybe at dinner time. It's kind of nice, right? Maybe a little salad, a little bit of barley. We barely need barley anymore. I mean, right? Maybe some breakfast cereal from time to time. No, actually 90% of all the food we eat comes from plants. 90%. And the rest, the 10%, the animals, I guess, what do they eat? Plants. So I guess 100% of what we eat really comes from plants. So, sowers gotta sow, or we all gotta go. Sowing is an essential part of life here on planet Earth. Similarly, sowing is an essential part of life with God. The word of God goes out from the sower, from Yahweh. But like farming, which depends on the weather, on the soil conditions, on infestations and threats. Hey, read the fine print. Results may vary. Because the world is broken due to sin, imperfect, chaotic, random and unpredictable at times, there is just no guarantee that in every individual who hears God's word, the saving message of the gospel will take root. No guarantee that faith will grow in his heart, or that what grows at first will endure to the end. In the end, what was planted in many cases proves unfruitful. My wife, Gretchen, and I planted 5 blueberry bushes, plants, last November, October, and out of those 5, guess how many are alive now? 2. Every time I mow around the blueberry, I sigh, I go, wow, it was hardly worth it for 2. Out of 5, all that work, we had to dig up some roots to get it in there to make a nice place for these blueberries. Want a nice blueberry? I haven't seen any blueberries. It's kind of a depressing part of the house for me right now when I'm mowing. And I go, it would have been better if we wouldn't even have bothered. That's what I think when I look at the blueberries. But thanks be to God, this is not how God looks at farming and not how God looks at planting. His ways are not our ways. Thankfully so. He continues to sow. Why? Sowers got to sow. He will get his crop. As the parable teaches, that which is sown on the good soil, 1 out of 4, right, bears fruit. Though the results vary, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. But it's still a good investment in the sower's mind. There will be a harvest for our God, the noun, and through the activity of the verb, the sowing. Listen again to what he said in the Old Testament, Isaiah today. Great text, right? Isaiah 55. You probably know it well. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. We are gifted from the word today of the God-given confidence that God intends for his seed to bear fruit, and it will. Even when it seems like what we do to try to help God's kingdom succeed or grow on earth doesn't produce the results we expect. Maybe you can't convince your husband to remain a believer. Maybe your children, even though raised in a Lutheran family, in a Christian home, no longer joins you at the table of the Lord. Maybe you see the great apostasy out in the world happening all around you. People once Christian seem Christian no more. What do you do? Listen to the parable. God knows this would happen. Four different kinds of soil, only one produces the kind of fruits that he was looking for out of the sowing. Remember the fine print? Results may vary. God's teaching us two things here. One, be careful that you don't get swept away with the other plants that aren't going to make it. When persecution and tribulation comes on account of the word, and that happens to all of us on account of our faith and because of the word, what do? Jump ship with the rest of them, or do you hold fast and keep growing? Or should the cares of the world or the deceitfulness of riches, that can affect us all, that can choke the word that's been planted. Be careful, he's teaching us here. Forsake all else and cling to God's word alone, above all else, is what he's encouraging us here in a way. Second, be confident. First, be careful. Second, be confident that God's word will accomplish his plan and purpose, just like the reason he sent it. God will have a complete harvest. He doesn't stop sowing because some seeds never sprout or some plants stop producing. A sower's got to sow, knowing that only some will be fruitful. A savior's got to save. A sanctifier's got to sanctify. A comforter has to comfort. As Yahweh prompts, and through many prayers and testing, and by reading and studying God's word, that which is planted in you will bear fruit for Yahweh indeed. And now, for those who have ears to hear it, John chapter 12. Jesus said there, unless a grain of wheat, a seed, falls from heaven and goes into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus is the seed, the word, which came down from heaven, was crucified and died and buried in the earth. He rose on the third day. He ascended into heaven. People saw and believed, continue to see and believe by the word. He is bearing fruit. The seed is working. It's working here as he fills your cup, giving you the fruits of his peace and joy, the forgiveness of your sins, the life everlasting that he promises to you and that you believe. That seed is working. It's working in you and through you and going back to him. The sower's got to sow. because the seed came down, died, and bears much fruit. The sower continues to sow because the Savior already came to save. Therefore, believers believe, the hopeful hope, and the living ones live until the harvest is harvested. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.